This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri yesterday, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The PM said the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle class, traders and MSMEs. The PM said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region.
आज से जीएसटी को भी हमने सिर्फ दो स्लैब तक सीमित कर दिया है 5% और 18%. बहुत सारी चीजें अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है. बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है. कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है, बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है, ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं. ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session in New York, U.S. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. Their last interaction took place on 1st July during the Quad Foreign Ministers' meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. The External Affairs Minister also met U.S. Ambassador to India, designate Sergio Gore, on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly session, and they look forward to promoting the success of the bilateral relationship. French President Emmanuel Macron has formally announced France's recognition of the state of Palestine, becoming the latest Western nation to do so ahead of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The decision comes a day after Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia also announced their formal recognition of Palestine, a move widely seen as an effort to increase international pressure on Israel amid its continued military campaign in Gaza. President Macron, addressing the United Nations General Assembly, stated that recognizing a Palestinian state is the only solution that will allow for Israel to live in peace, describing the decision as a defeat for Hamas. The central government has extended a ban on the unlawful association of National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations for a period of 5 years. The extension of the ban will come into effect from the 28th of this month. Home Ministry, in a Gazette notification, said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. President Draupadi Murmu will present the 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail. National Film Awards in the Best Actor category will be conferred on actor Shah Rukh Khan and actor Vikrant Massey. The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated at the All India Institute of Ayurveda in Goa today, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. The celebrations will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Independent Charge, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav. This year's Ayurveda Day will highlight the enduring legacy of Ayurveda and its contribution to health and ecological sustainability under the theme Ayurveda for People, Ayurveda for Planet. Hockey India has named the 18-member Indian junior men's hockey team for the upcoming Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia. Coach P.R. Srijesh yesterday expressed confidence in the squad and called the tournament a key platform ahead of the Junior World Cup. India, which won bronze last year, will begin their campaign against Great Britain on October 11. And that is the end of this news bulletin.